Central African Republic is facing an unprecedented political and military security crisis since December 2012. This crisis is affecting the whole country, the whole economy, and since agriculture is the backbone of the economy of the country, it accounts for more than half of the national GDP. A mission to assess the status of the agricultural sector and of the food security in the country was deemed essential.
And where did you go? Who did you meet with?
In the capital, Bangui, we met with representatives of international organizations, with government officials, and then during fieldwork in agricultural areas, we met with farmers, and in markets, we met with sellers and consumers as well.
Describe the city for me a little bit.
Bangui is a very dark place as of late, both from an actual point of view and rhetorically. Almost everybody we met has been involved by this crisis, which is so widespread that involved people, no matter their location, their wealth, their social strata. They lost property, income. Many lost their lives. But the thing that is really striking is that people live in fear of what even worse may happen.
So what does it look like in the agricultural sectors on the farms?
The situation is serious as well. Farmers suffered from lootings, from damage to crops and to stocks. And maybe an even worse negative factor was the insecurity, because farmers were afraid to go to their fields.
Did you have a chance to speak with anyone?
Yes, of course. The people said that the situation was very bleak because they live in fear of what may happen, and they have been very happy to see the results of FAO work, because the decline in agricultural production in 2014 was significant.
The figures in the report are pretty staggering. To highlight a few, crop production is 58% lower than the average before the crisis, and prices of staple food have increased by 30 to 70%. How are people in particularly vulnerable areas feeding themselves?
They are going to great lengths to try and assure something to eat, most importantly for their children. One of the most used coping strategy was shifting production towards cassava, because basically cassava, being a root, is more difficult in times of insecurity to be looted and damaged because it rests under the ground. But there are downsides. Indeed, cassava is not very nutritious. And so we are observing a dietary diversification decrease. And this causes, obviously, concerns about malnutrition in the long term. There are other negative factors. For example, to try and get some money to buy food, people who do not have access to fields, or people who live in the city, or people that are displaced, they have to recur to selling charcoal and wood. This in turn causes deforestation. We witnessed areas in which there were logs everywhere. Entire swaths of forests seem to have disappeared in recent months. And this is not only a damage to the environment. This in turn is a damage to food security. And so, as you can see, it's a kind of a vicious circle.
What is to be expected in the coming months?
The CFSAM was not an isolated exercise. It has been conceived in the framework of a multi-assessment approach. Indeed, the Emergency Food Security Assessment by WFP and the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, which is a multi-agency initiative but technically led by FAO, are currently ongoing. Together with the results of the CFSAM, will be important inputs in turn for the Strategic Response Plan 2015, which will outline all the humanitarian intervention next year.